Then one day I heard a story of somebody who was like you in his, well, at just in his 20s, not the teens but the tees. So he came one day because of the hospital, it reminds me, and the person who was there, so it reminded me all of a sudden. So there are people there, pilgrims who have come, they have started coming. It was in the early years. And at that time, at tea time, naturally they are all spread out. And always I found this young man sitting on the steps of the blue bus, all by himself, in a pensive mood. So one afternoon I went there and sat by his side. And I said, "What's the matter? Why are you so sad?" He says, no, I'm not sad at all. He said, "But well, you keep to yourself. Why don't you mingle with other brothers and sisters and all that?" And he says, I'm just pondering. I said, "But what are you pondering on? What has happened?" He says, "What to say? What may I say?" And then he tells the story. He says, "There is a great hospital there somewhere, I think in New York or somewhere. Is it Bellevue? That deals with the lunatics, mentally deranged people, not lunatics, mentally deranged." He says, "Well, somehow or other I could get an entry there and could be a sort of an attendant there. And I because I was there, I could earn something and I came here now." "Oh, I see. Good, okay, good. So what is that you're pondering on? What has happened? You mean to say that you have been thrown out of the job?" No, nothing of that sort. "But what happened is this. Just before I came, two weeks before I came here, an episode did occur in that hospital. It's a huge complex," he says. "And I was working in one of the sections. I was in charge of one of the wards over there. Charge in the sense, just cleaning and keeping and attending to the patients, you know, who are mentally deranged and all that. So from the balcony, one morning, I saw there's a crowd of people in the campus there. I'm seeing it from upper stories there. And I'm wondering what's the matter, because the crowd is not an ordinary crowd of people there. They seem to be doctors, all of them. You know, they wear those white frocks and coats and all that sort of thing. They seem to be, well, elders, like I'm young. And what's happening? Why are they?" And in the midst of that, I'm just looking there from the top. There's a very old person. And they're all holding on to him, catching him and keeping him under control. And he snatches himself and throws himself on the ground and just bangs his head on the ground. I say, "Oh my, another patient has come, it seems. And who are these people?" But that man is also dressed as the others are dressed. Means a doctor or something like that. He felt, "What is this? What's happening with the conference of doctors, or something has happened to a doctor or something?" So at last, well, I just left the place and went and started attending my duty as an attendant to the patients. Coincidence, that patient, that what you call elderly person, is brought there, heard by other people who are supposed to be doctors or something like that. And the doctor of the ward, whom I knew, so he calls me and says, "Tommy, come here. My name is Thomas," he says. "Oh," I say. He says, "Take charge of this patient. He's a special patient. See that. Put him in a padded room there. And see that. Keep an eye on him." So like, as soon as his grip is lost, then he again bangs his head on the floor. So I just open the door and put him there. You know, all rooms are padded there. I did not know who is he and what is it. And I come out, immediately I come out, I locked him up and came out. And I asked those people, I said, "Sir, may I know what's the matter? I have to attend to him. Give me some little clue. Who is he? What is it?" He says, "You have not recognized him?" He says, "No, I don't know. Is he a doctor?" "Well, yeah, in a sense he is a doctor. One of the most topmost world famous researchers." he's researching, the subject is, what is life? Life. So yeah, the genesis of life, how it began, what is it? So we are all the scientists there, we are working in the laboratory over here, and he is the head of our department. And he was doing his research, they have their laboratories, you know. We have other things to do and all that. And all of a sudden this morning we heard a loud thud. And we rushed to his place, what has happened, and seeing him. And he is on the floor, on the ground, banging his head and saying, my Lord, command me what I should do. We don't know what has happened to him. What happened to him, we don't know, and we have brought him here. What was he? Means he is doing some research work? He said, yeah, on the very genesis of life, how it life began and all that. Thank you. And they left, and I am left all by myself. And I open the door, and that fellow is beginning the same thing. My Lord, command me what I should do and all that. And I pacify him. I don't know. I feel so much for this older person who is very old. And so some days passed by, and I couldn't resist. I had known of Baba. I knew about Baba. I had read discourses and all that sort of thing. How I wish I could give him God Speaks or something like that. You see, that can give him some idea of the research that he is doing on, or something that I wanted to find out. But I said, it is best to begin. But I can't do it because I'm just an ordinary, pure, what do you call those people? AIDS or something.
Orderly.
I'm just that. And the hospitals are very strict, you know. They will not permit anything extraneous other than the prescription of the doctor. Otherwise, you are fired. So I didn't know what to do, but my heart couldn't accept such a thing. So within 4 or 5 days of this, of his stay there and seeing his pitiable condition, he wouldn't want to eat. He all the time, he would just... I just bang, my Lord, command me what I should do. So one day, made myself bold, and I brought a nice card of Baba with a nice picture and all that, and gave it to him. So, sir, here, see. So he looked at it. What a nice face. Who is he? His name is Mer Baba. Oh, where is he living? He's no more. Oh, he's dead? No, he does not die. Spontaneously I said he does not die, and he's no more. He says, no more and not does not die? I mean, it clicked, you see. What do you mean by that? He is not dead? No, he passed away. He is eternal. He doesn't... He dropped his body. What do you mean by that? I'll get you some books on it. So do give me some books. You see, all of a sudden he got back into senses, you see. So that's how I brought in the discourses, you know, and gave him the volume of the discourses. And to my great amazement, within a couple of days, there was a total transformation of his condition. And he would come, you see, behind my back, and he'd say, hey, Tommy, by the way, what does it mean, what Mer Baba says? I'm such a novice, I couldn't explain to this gentleman, you know. I said, sir, I don't know, but this is what he has said, you see. And he will go back, and he said, again, he'll come back after me and says, Tommy, what is this? And can you explain to me this? Oh, God, he says. And then, what a transformation. The doctors were surprised and all that. And a week before I left, he was discharged. So while he's being discharged, naturally all those colleagues were called to receive him and take him back. He's all right. So when he is being discharged, naturally the doctors pay respect to him and answer, but he wouldn't go. He said, can I see Tommy once at least? So which Tommy? The one who's to attend to me, I want him. So Tommy is called, myself, I'm there. Yes, sir, what can I do? He says, Tommy, thank you very much. I want to ask you one favor. So what is it, sir? So can I take these books with me? So sure, you do. Take it. It's a great pleasure. So he kept those books. And so what the theme of my pondering is, what must have happened to him now after all that? What is he doing? What did he find out? How could he? So that's the theme. So I'm not sad, he says. I'm just wondering as to what has happened to him. And we still don't know what has happened to him. He named the doctor, the professor, the doctor, who was in the research, the head of the Department of Research. I forgot. Those were the years when we never paid much attention to these things. Had it been now, naturally, Balasaheb Nathu would have chalked down his whole history and this and that and everything.